Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December the 12th, 1832, an enslaved man in Barbados named Robert James was put on trial for the rape and robbery of a white widow. The outcome of such a trial in a slave-owning society such as Barbados, a swift conviction by the unanimous verdict of an all-white jury, followed by a sentence to execution, was never in doubt. Yet, according to historian Melanie Newton, what happened next made the case one of the most controversial in the island's history. At the time of the trial, Robert James was an enslaved man of around 21 years of age, who belonged to one Mary Marshall in the parish of St. Philip. The white woman he was accused of assaulting was named Margaret Higginbotham, also of St. Philip, a widow with a young child. At the trial, the only prosecution witness was Mary Higginbotham herself, who testified that she supplemented her income by taking in sewing, and that she had been sewing a pair of trousers for Robert James when he came to her house one night and raped her. To the surprise and outrage of the white population of the island, instead of immediately authorising the execution of Robert James, the president of the Legislative Council, John Brathwaite Skeat, who was acting governor at the time, referred the case to the Privy Council in London. Skeat was vilified by his fellow whites in Barbados as a traitor for taking this unexpected action. The controversy was heightened because it coincided with the debate in the British House of Commons on the proposed Act of Emancipation of the Slaves, something that slave owners in Barbados were bitterly opposed to. In the end, the Privy Council in London did not pardon Robert James, but instead commuted his sentence to transportation for life. The new governor, Sir Lionel Smith, officially announced the reprieve in November of 1833. In a private letter, he explained that evidence had come to light that, quote, the white woman was an agreeable party to the fact of sexual intercourse with Robert James, unquote. As for Robert James, he attempted to escape from prison in December of 1833, perhaps trying to return to his family. But he was soon recaptured and was eventually transported to Bermuda in January of 1834. We have no further record of his fate.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.